Visitor attractions. Hampton Court and Leeds Castle.
Hampton Court is near Richmond in southwest London. It's easy to get to from the centre of the city. You can catch a train from Waterloo Station or even take a boat down the River Thames from Westminster. Hampton Court has been home to many of Britain's famous kings and queens, including Henry VIII, Charles I, and William and Mary. You should see the lavishly decorated state apartments and the Great Hall with its original tapestries. The palace also boasts one of the finest collections of Renaissance paintings in Europe. One of the highlights of any tour is the vast Tudor kitchens. In the time of Henry VIII, up to 1,200 people a day were fed from these kitchens. Today, they are laid out as if a feast was being prepared, with a roaring log fire and dishes that include roast peacock and desserts decorated with real gold. If you want the historical background to Hampton Court, there are expert guides wearing period costumes ready to give you a guided tour. The formal gardens are a great feature too. You can walk through them to the River Thames, or you can get lost in the famous maze. The palace is also home to one of the oldest vines in the world, which still produces about 300 kilograms of grapes a year. If you want something to eat or drink, you can choose from the Tiltyard tea rooms or the Privy Kitchen coffee shop. The palace shops offer a wide range of gifts and souvenirs. Leeds Castle is in Kent, in the southeast corner of England. You can get a National Express coach there, or you can travel by train from Victoria Station on an all-in-one ticket, which includes admission to the castle. Leeds was built just after the Norman conquest of 1066 AD, and many kings and queens, including Henry VIII, used it as a residence. It's in a lovely setting, surrounded by lakes and a moat. There are woods for the visitor to wander through and formal gardens with a maze to get lost in. Children will enjoy the secret grotto with its underground caves. And if you like bird spotting, you'll find plenty of wildfowl, including the famous black swans on the castle lakes. There's an aviary too, with more than 100 species of birds. Although at present there are no tours of the interior of the castle, there's plenty to see and do around it. You can visit the fascinating Museum of Dog Collars, the only one of its kind in Britain. There are shops and restaurants, and, if you are so inclined, there's a 9-hole golf course where you can play around amid some of the loveliest scenery in the country. There are special events at the castle all the year round. These include performances of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet on the pavilion lawn in early June, and a grand fireworks spectacular during the first week of November.